So this week, we're doing something different. We're going to talk about something you didn't write about. Loss. Hey Azalea, Aselika here, and this is The Colored Girl Beautiful, a heartfelt letter from one generation of Black women learning to live without a loved one to another. So last week we talked to Jasmine, a dear friend of mine, who shared some of her experience with us of being a mother. And we had a lovely conversation, but there was a part of that conversation that we left out. I want this to be an honest and authentic space, so I wanted to come back and share with you that piece of the conversation that we didn't include. Because in talking with Jasmine about her experience of being a mother and me potentially wanting to become a mother, it of course brought to mind for me the fact that my mother is not around anymore. And especially since we talked about creating space in the last episode, I wanted to create some space for that conversation in the show. And I wanted to share with you what that looked like for me in the moment when it happened. And so that's what I'm going to play for you. I'm going to play a really emotional moment that I had with Jasmine, listening to her talk about being there for her daughter.
You know, regardless of when Ava decides to have children, I'm gonna be there for her. You know, yeah. I'm gonna be happy for her. You know, I'm gonna be supportive to her. I'm gonna rub her back when sometimes it ain't easy, and be supportive in a real tangible way. But
yeah. She's very fortunate.
What does motherhood mean for you?
That's a great question. I think it's this beautiful connection. I had an amazing mother. She was not perfect, but I feel like she taught me so much about how to love that I find so incredibly valuable now. And it's made me think a lot about wanting to be a mother myself, which I do. I would love to have that, you know, to provide that sort of an experience for my own child. In that moment, it just sort of hit me that if I did decide to do this wonderful, beautiful thing, I would have to do it without my mother. My producer, Nicole, and I talked through some of my reaction.
So you had quite a reaction to that discussion. Was that unexpected? I mean, it sounds unexpected.
It was entirely unexpected. I had not expected any part of this interview to be about me or how I felt about anything. So, you know, the reaction that I had was very visceral. It was very abrupt. It just sort of hit me out of nowhere. And I had no choice but to stop and acknowledge, you know, what I was feeling, about what Jasmine was saying, what I felt about what I wanted, that I knew wasn't possible, what I was, you know, sort of yearning for, and realizing that I would miss out on in some way, just because, you know, my mom's not around anymore.
You know, I think for me, what's so hard is, like, I listen to you talking about being there to rub babies back when she's pregnant. And that's something I can't have. Because I know my mom would have done that for me. I know that she loved me so much. And it's just really painful to live with that sometimes.
I know.
What's it? I just miss it so much.
You know what I be thinking about, like, when you talk to me about your mother, is that, like, oftentimes we mourn, like when somebody die, like, we mourn, like, the past, but nobody don't ever talk about how you can mourn what the future, or what you know what would have been. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever really converses about that. Like, you know, she would have been there with bells and whistles on, right? Mm-hmm. And giving all her advice.
Yep.
That's unsolicited.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even like mom.
I think sometimes I forget about that part. I forget that there are things that I will encounter in life that will remind me of what could have been. That'll cause me to grieve or mourn what I can't have. And I think that's why it's so surprising when it happens. Grief is this thing that hits you. It's not linear. It's not neat. It's not tidy. It's not this thing that only happens to you immediately after you experience the loss. Grief doesn't stay put. Those feelings will come and wash over you, and there just won't be anything you can do about it. And I had a moment like that during my interview with Jasmine. I want to stop and acknowledge this moment because it happened. And I don't want to gloss over the very real feelings and emotions that happen to a lot of us. And if I know us as Black women, stopping to acknowledge a pain that we feel is not exactly a strong suit of ours. And so I'm sharing this with you now in hopes that when your moment of loss comes, when you lose something or someone that means so much to you, and months, years after it happens, you feel that pain all over again, you'll know to stop. You'll know that it's okay to stop and acknowledge it. Don't bottle it up. Don't let it eat away at you. Just let it happen. Let it out.
At the start of the interview, you talked about some of your hesitations being around not being able to get enough information or have balance. But does knowing that you're going to have to do this without your mom impact your decision?
Significantly. And I'm still working through how much, but it definitely makes me hesitate more than would have probably been the case otherwise.
But you do have support. Either way, you would not be alone.
Yes, I do have support.
Yeah.
I would not be alone, but there is also something unique about having your mom around.
No doubt. Can you read me the text your friend sent you after she listened to the tape about, you know, and we were talking to Jasmine, you were crying.
So after I did this interview with Jasmine, I was just really, first of all, I've come to a place where I'm much more open to sharing how I'm feeling, like, in the moment with my friends, which has not always been a thing that I do. but I was just really struck at even my reaction to my conversation with Jasmine, because I had not expected it to go that, I didn't expect the interview to go that way at all. And I was just really surprised at myself. And so I sent, a couple of my friends a clip of that interview. And my friend responded back, and I can't even see
it. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I can just wipe the tears away long enough to be able to read. She said, "I will rub your back and hold your hand when your bundle is born. Scout's honor." Which is so sweet. And I am very fortunate to have people like that in my life. Absolutely. I mean, Amanda doesn't even, we don't live in the same state.
But she'll be here.
But she will.
Yeah.
And she won't be the only one.
It's beautiful. Yeah. I can end it there. That's beautiful.
The Colored Girl Beautiful was created and is hosted by me, Aselika Smith. This episode was produced by Aselika Smith with editing help from Nicole Hill. Music is from Blue Dot Sessions. Azalea is the family friend who holds and comforts you when you cry, but doesn't pressure you to tell her what's wrong. We're taking a short break for the holidays and we'll release a brand new episode on January the 7th. In the meantime, we'll put out a bonus episode on December 24th. We're nearing the end of season one for The Colored Girl Beautiful. But don't worry, we'll be in your feed on occasion with bonus content as often as we're able. And we want you to be a part of some of our bonus content. We'd love to hear your thoughts and reactions to the show. So email us a voice message, tweet at us, or DM us on IG or Twitter with your thoughts, feelings, and questions about the show. We'll be responding to some of them in our bonus episodes. For everything you ever wanted to know about the show and the original book that inspired the show, you can visit coloredgirlbeautiful.com. Our website is a one-stop shop for subscribing to our newsletter, following us on social media, and staying in touch. If you've been waiting for CGB merch, it is finally here. Check out our website or the link in the description to get your very own Colored Girl Beautiful t-shirt. And if you have a moment, leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. Links in the show notes. The Colored Girl Beautiful is produced with support from PRX and the Google Podcast Creators Program. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks. I keep hearing that when I bring my phone close.
That's because you got that work phone.
Listen. Don't be hating on my phone, okay? My phone serves me well.